Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is the Muslim Experience Podcast, and I'm your host, Farouk. So, inshallah, today we are going to interview Abdullah. He is a revert since July 1st, 2021, but he lives in Texas. So, on a side note, if you do remember, the first few podcasts that we did were interviews with Muslim reverts. So you're reverting back to the truth, which is to worship one Allah and to believe that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the final messenger. And these are very important factors, especially with our belief. Whenever someone takes a shahada, it's not something small. It's a very big deal. It is a whole change of life. But that transition takes place when the shahada, the declaration of faith, is uttered. We mustn't think these are small actions. These are huge. This is changing a person's life. It is allowing them to go on the path that is true, and that is to submit to one Allah alone. We will welcome him in to the show, and we will do the introductions. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. How are you? Let's settle you in first. How are you? How's your day?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm good. How's your Friday been so far?
Oh, it's been good. Just been resting.
Awesome.
So,
yeah,
I'm just ready for iftar. Just ready for it.
Tell me about it. I think, you know what it is? I don't know about you, but these past, I would say, two or three fasts have been difficult. They've really hit me. Like the first, it's like you transition, like the first couple are not too bad, but then it's that. Towards the 10th, that's when it really hits you, doesn't it?
Because like what I'm used to is, you know, fasting on Mondays and Thursdays.
Right.
And then try to do like the three white days if I can. but then going from that to every day is just like, okay, I did this last year. I can do it again. Come on now.
let me ask you, with regards to the fasting, you are Muslim since 2021, right? Kind of already did your intro before you joined. I wanted to ask you about, you mentioned Christianity and Judaism.
So there's a lot more than meets the eye there. You know, I was born into a Christian family, not no like Judaic ties, you know, not, you know, being born Jewish or anything like that. Going to church on Sundays, you know, that, you know, praying before meals, sometimes, you know, reading the Bible. That's about it, you know, nothing too crazy. Let's see, became a Christian when I was eight, and you know, it was like, you know, cool, it's great, it's awesome, what's next? And you know, kind of went through the motions for about 2 years or so, and then when I was 12, that's when I really started to, all right, I'm gonna, you know, dive into the Bible. Obviously, you know, the Protestant Bible, because, you know, Catholics and Eastern Orthodox, I'm just, you know, I've looked into that, you know, and I was just like, what? Just very, very confused, just kind of like, you know, their whole obsession, you know, with Mary, you know, like, because in Protestant, you know, it's like, oh, yeah, she's mentioned, you know, we talk about her, that's it, nothing else. There was just a lot of conflicting and a lot of like clashing, you know, information, because when you read through the Old Testament, it's stated a lot more than just once, you know, that God is one. My old pastor, some friends that I had that went to theological seminary, you know, all that, you know, they would try to say, well, you know, see, this verse is talking about Jesus. And then like, and then I'm like, well, okay, this is the Old Testament. So let me talk to some Jews. And they're like, no. What? And give me a whole different, you know, explanation. So I'm like, what is happening here? So my problem wasn't the existence of God. I never went down the atheistic path, right? And the closest I got was deist. And even that, I was like, all right, no. So that went on for about 3 years or so. And then when I was 14, 15, somewhere in there, due to circumstances that I'm not going to expose myself for, from those experiences is what really like sparked my interest in religion.
Right.
You know, because I was like, okay, obviously not everyone's going to be Christian, you know, so what do other people believe? Why do they believe this? And what drives them to believe it?
Yeah.
So naturally, as a Christian, I started with Judaism because a lot of, I'm going to say most, not all, but most will say that the, you know, the Jewish people are God's chosen people and all that, right? So, so I started looking into Judaism, you know, like, why did they reject, you know, Jesus as being, you know, the Son of God, the Messiah and all that? Yeah. From what I read, what I understood, who I talked to, it blew my faith out of the water. Like, it just, like, we're talking a nuke just gone. Yeah. Throughout all of high school, you know, I just, that's what I, obviously, besides my core studies, you know, I studied, you know, Judaism, you know, the beliefs, the culture, the people, the food. Oh my gosh. and, you know, everything about it. And it really appealed to me. And I think two things that really appealed to me was, you know, their belief that God is one. Mm-hmm. That's it. Nothing else, you know, and that Jesus is not God, you know. I was like, oh, I can go behind that. And so I graduated high school and that summer I was like, after 4 years of that, let's expand our horizons a little bit. Yeah. So naturally following that, you know, when I came into Islam, and it was the strictness of Tawhid, you know, just that the strictness of it, you know, was very appealing. I was like, oh, okay. Like, I can get behind this. And, you know, Jesus being a prophet, I was like, I can also get behind this because, you know, when I read through the New Testament, at least, you know, the New Testament, I saw more of a prophet than a God, you know. Like, I think two verses that really stuck out to me was when the Pharisees asked Jesus, like, you know, but basically the answer was, you know, hear, O Israel, the God, you know, your God is one.
Yes.
And I think John 17:3, where Jesus says, you know, like, you know, you are to worship your, you know, the only true God. And, you know,
right.
And
who's Jesus praying to, right?
Right.
You know, that's the big question.
You know, and then I think John 20:17 was where he said, you know, I'm ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and to your God. And I'm like, right. So, you know, and of course, so I was like, okay, like I can get behind that. But there were three things that I allowed myself to be stopped by. One was praying five times a day. So for those who don't know, in Judaism, Orthodox Jews, we're not counting like Reform, they're a little different, but at least in Orthodox Judaism, they pray three times a day.
I didn't know that actually.
Morning, afternoon, and evening. And their time frame is a lot more open, I would say. And it takes like 30 minutes to do. You have to do the Teflon Teflon.
Okay.
That's not right, but you know,
The whole procedure. So 30 minutes per prayer, is that right?
Well, I think you can get it if you're avid, you can do like 25, 20. I'm not a scholar, so don't quote me on this. But for me, it took like at least 30 minutes, you know, to say everything that I needed to say. At least for the morning and the evening. Afternoon was a little bit shorter. It was like 15. But anyways, so I translated that into Islam and I'm like, five times a day? Are you nuts? Like, no. Like, if you can do that, kudos, man. That's great. But that's just not my cup of tea. Two was the prophethood, you know, of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What was it? It was more of like, I just couldn't, you know, wrap my head around the fact that, you know, he's you know, the seal of the prophets, let alone a prophet. Three, you know, the prohibition on, you know, on alcohol, because, you know, I was like, I live in America and in, well, and in Texas, it's a way of life. But I had come to kind of to the point of, you know, like, hey, you guys got a great religion. It's beautiful. It's awesome. Just not for me. Well, and that was 2016. So 17, 18, 19, not, we'll get to 2020. But those years, you know, I had spent time trying to figure out, okay, how do I become a follower of Judaism? Like, and it's, it takes about, depending on what branch you go into, it can take anywhere from 1 to 3 years, sometimes even 5 years. Like, it's very exhausting. So I started the process in like 2018, after going to Shabbat services, or for English speakers, Sabbath. I, at that time, I thought, oh, I found my home. Like, this is great, you know? In 2019, like, you know, I had pretty much everything that I wanted slash needed, you know? I'm not a materialistic kind of person. So I was like, hey, I got a house, got a car. I've got a partner, you know, I'm good, you know? And I have a faith that I firmly believe in, that I'm not doubting, that I'm not, you know, you know, at its core. And so, but then 2020 rolled around. That's when, of course,
that's when we things happened.
When the world just got turned upside down. And of course, in my personal life, obviously that happened too. You know, everything, you know, went online. And I just couldn't do that. Like, I really couldn't. It just didn't, it didn't feel authentic. It felt,
It's such a big change to our lives, right?
And especially within the conversion process, I was like, ooh, this doesn't, okay. Like, I'm not saying like it's wrong, like it's right or wrong. It just didn't feel real. And throughout all of 2020, you know, from losing people in my life, to losing faith, like I read Torah less, I prayed less, I did Shabbat less. Like I would still do like Passover, Hanukkah, what's the other one? Sukkot or Sukkot, Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, all those. But in my room, like it was just like, yay. No, this is sad. It was very, very sad. But anyway, so, so you know, and I got to a very, very low point, Fast forward to 2021, January through April, same thing, you know. But then May, that's when everything, at least with me, began to change. If I recall correctly, in May of 2021, when it was Eid, you know, after Ramadan, things, you know, okay, not to get political here, but things in Palestine began to heat up like very dramatically. And there were protests all over the United States. And there was one in Dallas. And it was on a Saturday. I didn't have work. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go. You know, because it was kind of like the final straw, you know, or the last straw that broke the camel's back, or whatever the saying is. And so I decided to go. And it dawned on me when I, like, this was in like downtown Dallas too, you know, finally found parking, and, you know, started following people, you know, to the protest. And it hit me like it, you know, like I was still, you know, wearing, you know, the yarmulke and the tzitzits. For those who don't know what the tzitzits is, Orthodox Jewish men wear like kind of like an undershirt. It's like a white undershirt that has 613 strings that are, because to represent the 613 laws that are found in the Torah that we have today, and they're like wrapped up, and it's into like 8 different strings. It's really hard to describe.
I've seen it.
You know what I'm talking about.
I've seen that.
So, and I was in a Chelsea jersey, jeans, and but I would, like, I stuck out like a sore. And I didn't even think about it until I got there. And I was like, what happened? You know what? What happens is going to happen. So we're just walking, and of course, I've got my mask on. And the night before, like, I didn't get a lick of sleep. Like, I was dead tired. Wow. But I was like, you know what? It's worth it. Like, and I had people coming up to me like, oh, you know, thanks for supporting us, bro. Like, thanks, man. You know, all this. I was like, please don't touch me. I'm not trying to get sick, but thank you.
Social distancing.
Right. I was like, and I would end up getting sick a year later. So, whatever. and I distinctly remember this was, there were two moments in that protest that really stuck out to me. We got to Dealey Plaza, you know, where JFK was assassinated, like the spot where he was assassinated, because there's that X on the whatever road that is. I totally forgot. Yeah. And, we're there, we're listening to people speak. And of course, I'm not understanding anything.
Yeah.
And just kind of standing. And there was this big guy. Like, I'm 5'7". This guy's like, if he's not 7 foot, like, he's so close.
Right.
And he yells out, you know, like, oh, my Jewish brother or something. I was like, all right, I'm going to die. This is great. Awesome. Comes up to me, hugs, like, gives me a big old bear hug. And I'm just like, please don't squeeze me too hard, please. And for about 5 minutes, we're talking and what they've done over there, they've perverted, you know, your religion and all this, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, yeah, cool. And then I remember he goes, do you have a flag? And I was like, no, I don't have one, you know. And he pulls out like something similar to this, this size right here.
All right.
And he goes, yeah, I've got this one. You know, I got it for a ridiculous price.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I don't got money on me. Like, I've got a card, but not like money, but you know, it's fine. But then, you know, thank you. And he just gives it to me just here. And I was like, wait, for me? Yeah, man. And I was like, bruh. I wish I still had it. I had to get rid of it, but, but that really spoke to me. Like, I was like, okay. Yeah. And then shortly after, I actually did get to talk to, you know, to some Muslims, you know, and I told them, look, I'm not here to obviously try to convert you into my religion, because first of all, Jews nowadays are very hands off. Like, if you want to, you're more than welcome to, but if you don't, we're not, like, the door is open, but we're not going to try to pull you in, you know? Right. So I basically was just like, tell me what you believe, because I know very little about Islam, like, truly, you know.
Yeah.
And so we talked, and it was great. Like, it was a very fruitful discussion.
So,
like,
where did you guys meet? Did you meet in the middle where the protest was taking place, or
it was like right after? It was like
Oh, so everyone's scattered.
Yeah, and dispersed, like, and people were just kind of like hanging around, and then So I just found a couple people, and
that's cool. You know, at least you get to have a conversation. That's good.
You know, and of course, I totally forget to add this before. I always do this.
It's okay.
So, but, you know, I started to connect the dots between two events, between this one and something that happened in 2018, actually. At the time, I was a photographer for schools. Like, I would go in and take yearbook photos, you know, for different schools.
Yeah.
And we would get our schedule a week in advance on Google Calendar. It was actually really great. And I was looking through my schedule, and I get to Thursday, and it said IANT Quranic Academy. And I was like, what? So I Googled it, and it's a mosque, you know, the Islamic Association of North Texas in Richardson.
Okay.
And I was like, huh. Wait, you're sending me, of all people, to it. Okay, you know what? Hey, I'm open to it. Like, it's let's do this.
So, was it like an alert for an event or something? Or?
Well, it was to so inside this masjid, they have an Islamic school.
Okay.
Because I totally understood, because, like, I went to Christian school my whole life, so
yeah.
So it's like, oh, same thing, but for Islam. Oh, okay, cool. And So, and I had to be there at 6:30 in the morning, you know, to set up and and all that. During this time of the year, it was October, November. So Farger was at, I think, 6:30, I believe.
Okay.
Let's go with that. I get there at 6:15 because I totally overestimated the drive. And I'm like, all right, well, I got, you know, I got some breakfast here, you know.
Yeah, it's good to get there on time, I guess.
You know, I'm just going to, you know, kill some time on my phone. So
yeah.
So I'm just, you know, and then I hear a noise.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is that? So I, no, excuse me. So I rolled down the window and it was the Adhan. And I didn't understand a lick of it, except for maybe Allahu Akbar, thanks to our wonderful media.
Yeah.
So, you know, when I was, and, you know, and of course, you know, it gets to, you know, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, you know, I was like, of course, I just was like, but the more that I heard it, you know, like the more I listened to it, I should say, the more I began to feel this kind of stir inside of me, like something stir inside of me, like this need to pray. And I was like, what is happening? I don't, And so I get all my equipment together. And I go in, and, you know, of course I had the yarmulke on, and I was like, do I wear it? Do I not? Like, I want to be respectful and I want to be, you know, you know what, happens happens. So, so I walked in likely to the brother's side, cause I didn't know that it was segregated. I'm just really glad I saved myself embarrassment. So I walked in and, you know, there were, you know, brothers walking in and out, and they were just, every single one of them, like, welcome me, like, hey, welcome, you know, we're glad you're here, man. Thanks for being here and all this. And I was like,
that's beautiful.
Okay. All right, cool. And so walked in, I got my equipment set up, and I was in the gym. And it was just a it was a retake day. Like, I wasn't I wasn't photographing all 200 students, you know, it was just whoever wanted to get their picture retaken, they can just come on down and I can retake it for them.
Got it.
For in the span of about 8 hours, I took 10 photos. The rest of that time, I seriously got paid to talk religion with other people. I was like, can we do this more often?
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah.
Great. I'm getting paid to talk about religion. This is great. And again, but it was getting very fruitful conversations, you know, about what Islam, you know, what they, what Muslims actually believe in, not what the media, you know, or what I learned, you know, in the Christian schools and all that. So anyways, going back on par now. So this is about around June, like early June of 2021, just for context.
Yeah.
You know, I'm still at like at a very, very low point. There was a night, I can't go too much into detail, but let's just say, if things had gone a little bit different, I would be dead or not here somewhere else. And I remember I got to my room. I need help. Like, I'm going to die early on in life. Like, you know, if, you know, of course this was then, you know, if I got married, you know, then my wife, you know, is only going to have me for a short amount of time. Like, I want to maximize that. So, so I began, you know, changing my lifestyle, but it wasn't enough. And it was around this time I actually met somebody on Reddit.
Oh, wow.
Small
world, right? Reddit.
I know. And we originally connected on, what we call soccer, what the rest of the world rightfully calls football.
Hey, listen, I'm from England, so yeah, I would call it football. But soccer, whatever.
It makes so much more sense. It just does. Like, what we call football, I'm like, bro, kicking is like 10% of the game. Like, get with it, all right? Exactly. Come on. But we're
inching very closer to a line somewhere, right?
I'm like, golly. I had started getting into, you know, into football around the pandemic time.
Okay.
And I was like, I've been missing this.
Yeah.
Like for 22 years of my life. Are you kidding? My gosh. Okay. And I was actually really glad that I watched the World Cup final.
Oh yeah,
a couple of months back. Oh, that was so exciting.
Oh yeah. Oh my god.
Oh. I was like, man, this beats any Super Bowl that I've watched. Like, hands down, let's go. But anyways, so, you know, and my friends who introduced me to football, you know, they're Chelsea fans. So by association,
yeah,
I became a Chelsea fan.
Of course.
And I met this brother on Reddit, and he's a United fan. So we're giving each other a hard time.
That's some rivalry there.
Exactly. Like, you gotta hey, at least he was an Arsenal though. So anyways, so you know, we're giving each other a hard time. But then I was like, hey, can you come to the DMs? Like, I think, you know, like, aside from this, I think you're a cool guy. Like, because you know, it was just something about him. And so we just, you know, so we started talking and everything. Awesome. And it gets to religion.
Yeah.
And I don't know what came over me, but it was just like, I just told him kind of everything that's happened, like where I'm at religiously. Like, I have no faith, you know, I still believe in God. Like that's not a problem, but it's like, but I don't know what to believe anymore. Like, I'm just, you know, I have theological problems with Christianity. I have other problems with Judaism, because there's a whole mess with converts, you know, in the Judaism, like they're just as Jewish as like born people, but not everyone agrees. So I'm lost. Like, I don't know what, you know, I don't know what to believe in. And he goes, I can't exactly relate to what you've been through, but let me tell you, you know, let me tell you about Islam. Like, let me tell you what it actually stands for. Like, what we actually believe in.
Yeah.
Not what you're, and he's, you know, he's overseas somewhere.
Okay.
Maybe England. I don't know. He never told me, but not what your media has taught you, not what the church has taught you, not what this is what we, you know, from the Quran and from the Sunnah, like this is what we believe. So after about an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, I don't know, a long time. I was close. I wasn't convinced, but I was very close.
Okay.
So, but I asked him, I was like, where can I get a copy of the Quran? Like, I've got a copy of the, a translation of the Torah and obviously Bibles, you know?
Yeah, of course.
And, but I don't have a Quran. Like, where can I get one? He goes, well, I can't send you one because I'm overseas.
Yeah.
And right now, you know, shipping it's a pain. I was like, okay, valid. But there's an organization in your country that I think would benefit you greatly. And I was like, oh, what is it? And it's Why Islam. And I was like, oh yeah, I've heard about them. Like, I've seen their little brochures and everything. And I was like, yeah, oh, thanks. I totally forgot about them. I'll give them a call. So about 2 to 3 days later, I, you know, had some time and I gave them a call.
Yeah.
And I had a list of questions.
Okay.
Actual questions, not leading or gotcha questions or anything like that, like actual like
questions.
I wanted so the brother that I talked to that with this organization, he said, and what blew me away wasn't the fact that he answered them, it was the way how he answered them. Every answer he started with was, well, in the Quran it says this, or in the Hadith it says this. And I think he had to pull a fatwa for one, but, you know,
referencing,
but it was always in the Quran. It wasn't, well, I think it's this, and then loosely connect it with a verse, you know.
Yeah.
It was, so what's that?
The source, exactly.
You know, and I was like, wow, that's, and for him to do it like that, it wasn't, oh, let me, hang on, let me look it up. Okay, so right here, it's, no, it was, no, it's this.
Yeah.
Like, it says, I'm like, oh, wow.
Right.
That's wow. Like, I was so amazed. And he said, would you like a copy, you know, of a translation of the Quran? And I was like,
okay.
Wait, for free? He's like, yeah. And I was like, great. I mean, how much is, you know, shipping and handling? Because, you know, when somebody says, oh, you can get this for free, just pay for shipping and handling.
Yeah, just pay for the shipping, yeah.
Yeah, so... So that's what I was thinking, you know. And he goes, no, like, absolutely free. Yeah. Like, you don't have to pay anything. And I was like, say less. Like, here's my address, you know, send it away.
No timeshare or anything.
No, yeah, exactly. I was like, shoot, man.
Awesome.
And so he, yeah, and I was like, all right, well, you know, thank you for your time. Like, you know, I'm about to bounce.
Yeah.
And he goes, whoa, hold up. I need to say something to you. And I was like, okay, what is it? Where's this going? And he goes, how old are you? And I was like, and I was 23 at the time. And I was 23. And he goes, you've been searching for the truth for 23 years. You're tired. You're exhausted. I mean, from the questions that you asked me,
yeah,
bro, you've been on the path. You've been, been on the war path, I should say. Like, man.
Right.
And you just want to find it. I'm like, yeah. Duh. And I didn't say that, obviously.
No, I know.
It was just kind of like, thanks.
Stating the obvious.
Right. Thanks. Thanks, Sherlock. But he goes, have you actually, you know, read any part of the Quran? Not you know, fully through, you know, obviously, but like any part of it. I'm like, maybe a little, but not a lot.
Yeah.
He goes, what I want you to do when you get it in the mail, okay, about a week, when you get it in the mail, I want you to read it. Not just read a couple pages and then put it on your bookshelf and just let collect dust. No.
Read
it through. And I was like, okay. And when you do, you're Allah is going to, you know, he is going to present himself to you.
Yeah.
Like, it's because I could tell you're very sincere. You know, you're not, you know, trying to disprove Islam or anything like that. No, you're very sincere. Mm. So when he does, don't hesitate. Don't question it. Don't second guess yourself, because I've been known to do that. You know, don't even think about it. Just run to him. And you're going to feel a peace that you've never felt in your life before. And I was, and at the time, you know, I was like,
yeah, right.
Cool. Thanks. Okay. Have a good day. You know, but now looking back, I'm like, oh my God, he was so right.
Yeah.
And so, you know, so I actually got it in this, and it's the clear Quran.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
It's actually, I got this yesterday because I ended up giving away my other one, but you know,
all right.
But this is what I got. So I was like, so I ripped it. I ripped that package open and started, started reading through it. And it, and this is, you know, and hearing other reverts, you know, tell their story, there's a common theme.
Yeah.
When reading at least a translation of the Quran, you know, it's it's simpler. It appeals to the intellect and to the heart.
Right.
And it makes sense. Like it just does. Mm-hmm. And I was sitting at my desk and I was just, reading through, having the time of my life. And you know, when the atmosphere of the room changes, you know, like that happened, but it was like peaceful, kind of just like extreme. Just like, whoa.
Yeah.
Okay. So I just kept reading, you know, I kept reading, kept reading. And then it clicked. It clicked. It was like a light bulb that just went, bing, you know, it like a math class. And it was just this is it. Like, I never got that with the Bible, not really with the Torah or what we understand as the Torah today.
Yeah.
With the Quran, I was like, man, like, this is it. This is the word of God. Like oh my gosh. So I faced somewhat beast. Because in Judaism, some do, some don't. Okay. We'll face towards Jerusalem.
Right.
So I knew where to go, and I fell on my face. Like I almost broke my nose doing it. And I said, you know, there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is his prophet or something, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
Like
the Shahad.
30 times, you know, something like that. And it was just like this overwhelming, like, peace and this sense of welcome home. This is where you belong. And then about 2 days later, 3 days later, I found a masjid that is actually an hour away from me, because the area that I live in now is, there is one, but it's not open that much. Oh, okay. So I ended up founding one, which is actually Epic.
I've heard of Epic. Wow.
Yeah. Every time I mention it, it's like, oh, yeah.
they're on YouTube, those guys. They're doing good. Yeah.
Like, I was like, I was like, dang, I struck gold. So I ended up, doing my Shahada, with Imam Bashir, and it was over Zoom actually, because thanks to COVID, and
of course,
I was in my car, in some small town that's not far from here, and when I said it, like, I didn't stop smiling for the rest of the day. Like, my face hurt afterwards. And he said, is there anything that you want to say? And I was like, I got a few things. You shouldn't have said that, but I got a few things. But I said, look, like, I want to thank you, even though we just met, but I want to thank you. I want to thank this masjid, and I want to thank every single Muslim around the world, for accepting me for me, regardless of my skin color, regardless of my past.
Yeah.
None of that mattered,
No.
You took me as if I was one of your own. Like, that spoke volumes to me. So, and alongside, with, the Quran, they gave me a bunch of pamphlets, which I still have, to this day,
Awesome.
And, just on different things. And of course, reading these really helped, to get kind of like a summary of, certain things. And of course, like, how women are treated in Islam, from what you've seen on media to what they actually are, And anytime that I see one of those, gosh, I don't even want to call them debates, like arguments, on YouTube, that mainly happen on the Speaker's Corner. Even those, where somebody will, try to bring up a point against Islam, and it's like, I don't know about that. And yet, and there's an answer for it. There's always a solid answer for it. I'm like, does Christianity have that?
Right.
No. Does Judaism have that? No. Does any other religion, Hinduism, Buddhism, Taoism, whatever.
Yeah.
Do they have it? No. They can make stuff up, but according to, to their text, is it actually there?
Yeah.
No. And of course, and I think, and of course, another thing that convinced me, was the preservation of the Bible versus the preservation of the Quran. And I think that really solidified my faith, because the fact that you can take any Quran in any masjid, it doesn't matter whether it's, Sunni, Shia, those different things, and compare it to what we, the earliest manuscripts that we have today.
Yeah.
You can compare it word for word, and it's the exact same.
Yeah, like, that's no change.
That's mind-blowing.
Yeah.
And then, of course, that verse in the Quran, was it? But it's the one that says, and we will preserve this text as a sign unto you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I think there's something going on here. Like, that's not a coincidence.
No.
And it's not just in the written text, it's oral. Like, what is it, like, over 200 million Muslims have the Quran memorized?
Yeah.
And that if somebody recites it incorrectly, they get corrected on the spot. That's amazing. You can't do that with the Bible, because the chain of narration there, it's not there. We don't have any documentation for it. And it was written way after all of that happened. And of course, same thing with the Torah, so it's,
What a story. What a journey so far.
That's
wow. We should do more of this. Let's not leave it here, because I really enjoyed this conversation. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
And, you know, it was a pleasure meeting you. And inshallah, we will definitely do this again. All right.
Oh, inshallah. Inshallah.
Take care. Have a nice rest of your day. All right.
Yeah, you
Salaam alaikum.
Take care, bro. Yeah, Salaam alaikum, you too. Brother.